Trucks rumble in and out of a dusty asphalt manufacturing plant in Bornheim, just south of the German city of Cologne. The cargo they are carrying is steaming hot, and the air hangs thick with the smell of black road tar. The owner here is Robert Wittig. He shows me road tar tanks that are turning slowly and being fed with gravel. These huge containers hold tons of asphalt, kept hot at around 180 degrees Celsius for most of the day. That takes a lot of energy, but instead of buying power, Wittig generates it himself. On the rooftop above his offices and factory plants, some 900 gleaming solar cells, installed a little over a year ago, pump power into the asphalt-making facility.
This is a way to create the electricity ourselves for what we need here. The electricity price will go up in the future. This way we have a set electricity price for the next 20 years, for part of what we consume at least.
But Robert Wittig may be facing high energy prices anyway. Under new plans recently suggested by Germany's new Economic Affairs and Energy Minister, Sigmar Gabriel, Wittig will soon get charged one extra euro cent for every kilowatt hour that he produces with his solar cells. If he wants to install new solar cells, that will result in another 6 cent surcharge. The reason for all this is Germany moving away from nuclear and coal power and expanding its renewable energy sector. This is called the Energiewende here in Germany, or energy transition. And it's expensive. Until now, private consumers have been paying an extra fee on their home electricity to help finance the transition. But more cash is needed, and large utilities don't want their customers to carry all the responsibility for funding the switch. So, companies who self-produce their power will now have to contribute as well. But this may discourage companies from trying to embrace renewables.
A 5 or 6 cent charge is about a third of the cost for a unit of the power. A surcharge like that would mean that it wouldn't be worth doing for me. Maybe people should think about how much it costs to produce power with wind turbines, which then needs to be moved from north to south through the country. That costs money too.
Vom Norden nach Süden transportieren muss, welche Kosten da investiert werden müssen.
Energy experts say the government plan strongly discourages people from going off the grid and making their own power with solar cells or wind turbines. Here, on top of DW Studios in Bonn, some 500 solar cells are aimed up at the sun right at the moment. I'm looking out over them. They're producing power for our radio programs, TV studios and internet servers. But if it becomes too costly, will businesses in Germany still invest in green energy? That's a question people are grappling with here at Solar World, Germany's largest solar cell manufacturer. Here's Milan Nitschke.
Würden die Pläne der Bundesregierung so umgesetzt werden, würde das ein Einbruch.
If the plans by the government go ahead, then Germany's solar market will be hit hard in a key area, namely in rooftop solar systems. It means there will be less demand because it won't be cost-effective for consumers. As a manufacturer which focuses on this area, it would be a real blow for us.
Germany's solar power companies are facing stiff competition from Chinese firms that are producing solar technology at lower prices. Politicians are failing to protect the German renewables industry, says Nitschke.
Politicians have been pushing us in the last few years to work on more off-grid solutions for consumers. Now that should be penalized? That's absurd. That will strangle the advances that we've been making in this field.
On the other side of this debate stand Germany's big utilities. They are concerned about losing clients as companies and homeowners build their own power generation systems. DW approached the German Ministry for Economic Affairs and Energy to ask if the new surcharge was intended to appease Germany's traditional energy sector. But at the time this piece aired, we'd not received a reply. For Irmscher Pontenagel from the NGO Eurosolar, this charge shows that the German government is backing away from its commitment to green energy.
Wenn man aber ein solches Gesetz mit möglichst vielen anderen Dingen zusätzlich belastet,
if you have new rules setting up extra charges, things can get expensive quickly, even if you didn't plan it that way. If people haven't paid attention here to the political ramifications, either deliberately or not, that's pretty naive. You have to wonder whether this energy transition is just being driven off a cliff.
The German government has tried to address some of the public's concern. They promise that the new charges won't affect private homeowners who generate their own energy with small solar systems. Andre Leslie, DW, Bonn, Germany.